What's up, everybody? We are live. That's right. Back in action. Pain Fighters hitting hard one more time. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. You guys know who I am, Reverend Lyle Lewis. I come from the Word Evangelistic Church, where the pastor is Prophet Willie C. Townsend. That's right. I am not the pastor. I'm a minister that presides under my pastor at the Word Evangelistic Church, where the co-pastor is Prophet Denise Townsend. You can check us out on YouTube, Facebook. You can check us out on Google. We have our own website, wordevangelisticchurch.com. But no matter where you look at us, we always bring nothing but the Word of God to you. No fluff, no filler, no politics, no gimmicks, just the Word of God. So if you're looking for a place to hear the Word of God, hear the truth of the Word of God, you can always tune me in on the Pain Fighters podcast. Check me out here on YouTube or listen to my pastor over on our YouTube channel. Either way, you're going to get the truth. All right. Now that the formalities are done, thank you guys again for tuning in. Let's see. I'm going to dive into a very, 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 very sensitive subject here. And the reason why is because when people ask this question, there's just a bunch of notes. When people ask these questions, they ask certain questions, of course, that they want answers to, duh, right? But a lot of pastors, a lot of churches, they don't want to talk about the subject, or when they do talk about it, they kind of like hit and one minute they want to say this, they want to say that, but they're too afraid to say the truth because unfortunately they're more concerned about hurting an individual's feelings. Understand this. Life hurts, right? I don't care what we do. I don't care what we say. I don't care where we go. Life is going to hurt. And I'm not saying that life is bad, okay? That's not to say that life is horrible. That's not to say that life is just, no. Life hurts, okay? In other words, what I'm trying to say is life is going to hit us all in one way, shape, or form or fashion, be it through death, sickness, poverty, whatever. Everybody is hit differently by life, okay? Loss, limitations, whatever, okay? But that doesn't necessarily mean that just because life hurts us in some kind of way that it makes life bad and unbearable, okay? So the topic that I want to cover today is the topic of suicide. You got to where churches aren't talking about this. And the reason why churches are not talking about this is because of one reason. It is too sensitive of a topic for people to cover. It is too sensitive of a topic for people to want to hear about. And a lot of churches don't cover it because of the simple fact they're afraid that if they say the wrong thing about an individual and their suicide problems and this and that, that and this, that, automatically, either they're going to lose membership, they're going to lose people's interest, they're going to say the wrong thing and offend somebody. I'm not worried about offending people, okay? I care less. If you're offended that I'm telling you the truth, by all means, don't listen to the channel. Sorry, but not sorry at the same time. I mean, I'm here, you know what I'm saying? When an individual is sent to preach the Word of God, especially preach the Word of God. Now, you got people who are motivators. You want to hear fluff and filler and this and that? Go listen to Eric Thomas. Go listen to Tony Robbins. Go listen to these other people who are here to help make you feel good and pump you up and tell you, you know, life is grand and this and that, that and this. Okay? I'm going to tell you life is grand and all this and other things, but I'm also going to tell you the truth of what the Word of God tells us. I'm also going to bring you out the Word of God. Go listen to these other pastors who don't care nothing about, you know, your soul. They just care about your tithes. Go listen to these, you know, people who just, you know, they're more worried about their political stand than, you know, go listen to them. That's fine. But if you want the truth, right here. All right. So I ask you guys, please click like and subscribe. Yeah, I know it's a weird time to ask you to click like and subscribe, right? But hey, if you're here for the truth, then that's what I'm going to give you. Okay, so continue to follow me, continue to listen to me, because I would like to have it be where I can spread the gospel. But thanks to YouTube and Facebook and all social media, I'm going to do that whether you want me to or not. So, but let's go ahead and dive into this topic. Now, again, the reason why I wanted to cover it is because, you know, you don't have very many pastors, churches, or anybody covering the topic, okay? Now, we're going to go with the scripture, and it doesn't necessarily talk about suicide, but the reason why I wanted to go with this scripture was, one, it was the first scripture that kind of popped into my head, and then there's also other scriptures that are kind of around this same topic, because it's around the time like when Jesus was alive, and you know, he was going through and he was, you know, healing people and casting out demons and raising the dead and things along those lines. And it's this is scripture is taken from Mark, the 5th chapter, and it says, we'll just start from, is it 5:1? It says, and they came over, talking about Jesus and his disciples. It says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of Gadarenes. And when he had, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met a man out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And he was always, night and day, always he was in the tombs, in the mountains, crying and cutting himself with stones. Now, the Bible says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy, okay? There's also a scripture where we hear that Jesus Christ, somebody had came to Jesus and he said, could you cast this demon out of my child? And Jesus was like, okay, you know, what's going on with the child? And he said, you know, all the time, since the child was a youth, there's something just tears at her and it throws her into the fire to burn her up and throws her into the water to drown her. And, you know, so what I'm picking up is that, you know, a lot of times individuals have Satan somewhere in them, be it they're possessed, or be it that Satan is just in their mind or in their emotions. And with this, when these things happen, when Satan enters into you in any kind of way, he's not entering in to help you, but he's going to make you think. See, a lot of times what happens with people with suicide is they think, notice what I said, they think that them committing suicide is going to be of help. Well, what gives them that thought? Well, that's obviously the devil. Bible says the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Satan gets into an individual's thoughts, all right? And he influences their thoughts, persuades their thoughts. You know, the only time Satan really takes over an individual is when he possesses him. But other than that, he just pumps thoughts into their heads. All right. A lot of times, and we'll cover a topic of mind demons on another show. We'll cover the topic of mind demons. But you have it where, you know, Satan is constantly in an individual's ear and he's telling them, you know, nobody wants you around. Nobody loves you. Everybody hates you. You know, he's telling you, you know, it's no telling what it is that he's telling people. There's no other way out, you know. And trust me, I know this because at one point in time in my life, I was suicidal. So I know everything that Satan tells an individual about, you know, when they're suicidal, you know, when, you know, there was times when I was in high school, it was like, you know, people don't like you, you know, you don't have any friends, you know, what's the point, you know, and that's a big thing that a lot of times Satan is always trying to say, is what's the point? And a lot of times, unfortunately, we don't have an answer. And the reason why we don't have an answer is because we look at our current circumstances. We look at the people who are around us currently. We're not looking at the future. We're not looking at the past. We're looking at current circumstances. And those that are looking at the past are only looking at the bad things that happened in the past. They're not looking at the good. Why? Because Satan comes and influences the mind to shut down everything that is good in your life. And notice, when an individual is depressed, when an individual is very sad, when an individual is just mad at the world, notice, it's hard to get them happy. It's hard to get them to see the good things that have happened to them in life. You got a lot of people, great things have happened to them in their life. They've accomplished so much. Look at a lot of these celebrities. They've accomplished all kinds of fame, fortune. They've got just about everything that a man or a woman could want, and yet they're not happy. Why? Because they constantly have things in their ear, constantly belittling their self-esteem, their self-worth, their confidence. You know what I'm saying? They constantly have it where there's something in their ear telling them you're not good enough, or telling them people don't like you and they only like you for this reason or for that reason. See, Satan comes in, your mind comes in, your emotions come in. There's a reason why I taught about our emotions, and if I haven't, I will. But this is the reason why our emotions, we can't always trust our emotions. You can trust the word of God, though. Why? Now, why is it that I would say you could trust the word of God over your emotions? Because you got to understand, there's a reason why they call the Bible the truth of the word of God. In other words, there's no lie found in here. Okay? You need to dive more into the word of God. Those that are not saved, you need to get saved. Why? So that then this way you can have a full understanding of what the word of God is trying to tell you. Okay? Mind you, even if you do, you know, if you truly do want to hear the word of God and want to have a deep understanding of the word of God, God will open up your understanding. God will open up your knowledge of it so that then this way you can get the fullness out of the word of God. But for those who are but what happens is when depression, sadness, anger, you know, when life, you know, hits you real hard, and you get it where it just kind of just shuts them down. And it doesn't shut them down in far as like, you know, as far as like just like, you know, metaphorically speaking, knocking them out. No, I mean it like it shuts them down. In other words, it kind of like cuts them off. You know what I'm saying? What happens is the mind gets cut off from the world. You're more or less kind of like stuck in your own box, your own world. And when that happens, it's hard for people to reach you. It's hard for you to see what it is that actually is true. You got to wear a lot of these people who committed suicide in the past. They were loved. They were tremendously loved. Okay? People loved them. People admired them. People adored them. But unfortunately, because they were cut off. Now, especially when they're cut off and then they're also being subdued under the influence of drugs, alcohol, and things of that nature. So now when they're cut off, it's harder. It's even harder because of that, for people to reach them. Okay? Now, understand, when life really gets you down, you know, it's not up to you to decide whether or not you should take your own life. That's not what you do. Okay? The Bible tells us all the time that we should have our hope in God. It said, David said, "Why art thou cast down? Hope thou in God." Here was a man who went through a whole bunch of things, right? He led his people into a position to where things were not necessarily in a savory for him, to where things were, you know, he had people trying to kill him. You know, he's constantly facing all kinds of problems out in the wilderness, you know, things like that. But nonetheless, when things got at their roughest, he always said, "I will look to the hills from which coming my help. I will look towards God." Now, why do I tell you to look towards God? Not just because this is a channel about, you know, preaching the word of God, but because truly God is your help. Okay? Not only that, but you also got to understand, if you commit suicide, and first and foremost, the Bible tells us thou should not commit murder. So if you're committing suicide, you're murdering yourself. The Bible teaches us in many different ways, you shouldn't inflict self-harm on yourself, but rather instead, you're supposed to cast your burdens on the Lord. Give your problems to God, okay? But a lot of times, people don't look to God. They look to alcohol. They look to drugs. They look to partying. They look to sex. They look to all these other different avenues that destroy the body. You got a lot of people, notice, you got a lot of people who are depressed. They turn to sex. You got a lot of people that are depressed. They turn to drugs and alcohol. They turn to always go on a party. Or you got to wear a lot of people who have the money that always want to go traveling. They always want to do a lot of different things that don't pertain to actually helping you. Some of these things that you're doing, that you're turning to, are actually hurting you. Drugs and alcohol are hurting you. Sex with many different people, that's hurting you. It feels good for the moment, but unfortunately, you're not looking at the end result. You know what I'm saying? So now here it is. You've done all this stuff. You destroyed your body. You've got cancer. You've got problems. You've got health problems. You've got all kinds of diseases and things like that. All of this to escape a problem that you had, only to have created another problem. Why is that? You got to understand, when you are in a depressed state, when you are in a state where you feel as though you want to end it, you're suicidal or whatever the case may be, you're already heavily under the influence of Satan. Okay, you're already under that influence. So therefore, with that, it's very easy for Satan to guide you any way he wants to. Now, this is whether you're saved or not saved. Understand, Satan truly is after the precious souls, but that does not mean that he does not want to destroy sinners as well. If he didn't want to destroy you, he wouldn't mind you coming to God. Notice, when an individual talks to you about God, when an individual talks to you about the things of God, when an individual comes to you and starts talking about the word of God, notice, you don't want to hear it. Okay, even when you're depressed, even when you're suicidal, you're like, no, I don't really want to hear that. But then somebody comes and tries to tell you something that else that will help relieve the problem. Well, let's go to this party. You may be like, nah, but you'll gravitate more towards that than you will towards, hey, come with me to church. Hey, come to me to a Bible study. Hey, let me sit down and talk about the word with you. See, you got to understand where your help truly comes from. It comes from God. You got to understand where salvation, and I'm not just talking about salvation as far as getting saved. Salvation meaning your freedom comes from. See, that's the main thing everybody just want. You know, you got to where everybody like is always just talking about salvation. You got to get saved. You got to get free. Okay? Not just get yourself saved and put in a position to where you can die and go to heaven. You got to get yourself in a position where you can be free on this earth. Okay, you still got to live this life every single day. So therefore, if you have to live this life every day, you got to find a way to live it and live it as easily as possible. It's not just about how much money you have that'll help you live easily. It's not about the possessions you have that helps you to live easy, but that's what everybody wants to go for. I want a house, I want a car, I want a good job, I want money, I got this and that. You want all these things. What about something for your mind? What about something for your heart? And I don't mean like your physical heart. I mean the spiritual heart, the emotion. What about something for your heart, your emotions, your mind, your spirit? What about something that helps you get a better outlook on life? We neglect that. And if we don't neglect it, we want to run to somebody who's going to tell us something that's full of a bunch of puff and smoke and mirrors. And everybody's going to tell you, oh, you're a great and fantastic person. You are a great and fantastic person. Now let's find a way to keep you as a great and fantastic person and make you better. See, it's all well and good if you want to go and hear the motivational speakers and the this and the that and the that and the this, but at the same time, you got to have somebody who's going to be there to tell you the whole truth, okay? I'm not going to sit up here and just tell you, oh, you're a great person and you deserve to live. I'm going to tell you you're a great person, you deserve to live, and then I'm going to also tell you, let me show you where the best place to live at. Not just, oh, you know, this part of town and that part of town, but also this frame of mind, this state of mind. Is a good place to live in. This state of emotion is a good place to live in. This, you know, it's not just about a natural thing. And what happens is when Satan really gets to you, he puts you in a very, very, very natural, carnal, emotional state. Your emotions can lie to you. Okay? Your mind can lie to you. Your friends can lie to you. Your family can lie to you. Your fame, your fortune, your riches, everything. These things can lie to you. How? Because they put you in a state that may not be true. Look at a lot of people that feel really good about themselves. And they have all this stuff. Does that make them any better than you or than me? No, it doesn't. It just means they have more stuff. It just means that they've accomplished more things in life. That doesn't make them any better. But look at their frame of mind. They're in a state where they're like, hey, I feel good about myself. I've done this, I've done that. And they know that they've done more than a lot of people. So automatically, boom, their head is big. But you got a lot of other people who have done just as much stuff. Why is their mind down here? So it's not the money. That's the first thing everybody wants to say. Oh, if I had more money, you'd still be depressed. If I had more fame, if I had more fortune, if I had cars and this and that, that and this, you'd still be depressed. You'd still be suicidal. The money, the fame, the fortune, trust me, no, it does not bring happiness. But we look at our current situation. I need my bills paid now. I need my family to like me now. I need friends now. I need this and that now. And then when we look at that current surrounding, it depresses us. It makes us think that if we had those things, we'd have more people to love us. Understand this. If you had those things, no, you wouldn't have more people to love. You just have more people around you. There's a difference. But here's another thing. You should love yourself enough to where whether they love you or not doesn't matter. See, when you're dealing with things along the lines of suicide, depression, like constant anger and frustration, things along those lines, you need to get yourself in a position to where you can actually see what is before you. See, Satan's not going to let you do that. Your mind isn't going to let you do that. Your emotions aren't going to let you do that. Again, they're only going to put whatever it is that's causing you bad feelings, they're only going to put that in front of you. Notice, prime example. Here's a prime example. Have you ever been mad at somebody? And I'm talking about mad. Like, you know, you're mad. Like, you want to either, you're like, you want to cut this person out of your life or just cut them, you know, whatever. But, you know, you're just this person. Now, notice, you can have friends, family come and they can try to cheer you up. You can have somebody do great things for you. They want to do nice things for you. Some kind of can bring you, they can bring you all kinds of gifts and presents. But notice, you're still angry at this person. You're still like steaming over this person. Again, your emotions has you in a state where you're blinded to everything else. You just see what this individual has done that has made you so mad. You only see what this individual has done to make you feel so hurt. And that is what Satan does, your emotions does. But see, you got to get away from your emotions. You got to get away from Satan. You got to get away from the state of your mind. You got to elevate yourself to a higher state. Yeah, I do agree with some of these guys when they say, you know, Ella, you know, raise your, you know what I'm saying, raise your vibrations and all that other kind of stuff. Put yourself in a positive state, all that kind of stuff. I agree with that, but how do you do it? They just say, oh yeah, you think about something positive. Well, here's the problem. Eventually, what you're thinking about, well, yeah, it's not gonna. Why? Because if it really was that simple to put yourself, why would he be making millions of dollars off of it? Why would they be making millions of dollars off of it? Because that's the easy answer, just to tell you, think positive. But see, an individual like me, I'm telling you, hey, turn to God, who can always help you to stay in an elevated state, because you will always have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about yourself and about life and about circumstances, situations, your feelings and emotions and other people that will help keep you in a state of rest, peace, relaxation, and hope. And it won't be hard ever to put yourself in an elevated state, because you will always be in an elevated state. Why? Because there will be nothing that can get next to you, because you're protected. That's what people don't want to hear. This is the reason why people wind up in the situations that they wind up in, where they want to commit suicide, where they want to stay depressed, where they want to stay. Because you got to understand, your depression, your suicide, and all these other kinds of things, these are emotional choices we make. You can choose to be happy the same way you can choose to be sad. You can choose to commit suicide just like you can choose to live. But everybody, but see, what happens is our emotion, our minds, and Satan puts us in a position where we think that the only way out is to end it all. But understand, life was not given to you, so therefore life cannot be taken from you. It's not up to you to decide when to end yourself. No, that's up to God. See, we were all put on this earth, and I don't care if you want to believe this or not, keep living. I'm going to tell you like my pastor always says, keep living. You'll find out what you were put on this earth for. You were put on this earth to somehow, some way, find a way to serve God. The Lord put us all down here for a reason. And somehow, some way, that reason glorifies him. This is the reason why I tell you, turn to God. Go get saved. Get your life right with God. Why? God can keep you happy. How does he keep you happy? One thing, and a lot of people, like, again, I turn to the Word of God, but the reason why I turn to the Word of God is because the Word of God is what gives us knowledge. It what gives us understanding. If you have knowledge and understanding, trust me, there's a lot of things that will not bother you at all. Okay? Knowledge and wisdom really does help an individual to stay on an elevated, raised, positive level and all that other kind of stuff, high vibration, whatever it is you want to call it. Okay? How? Because the word of God comes in, one, with power. Power of what? Power over yourself. Power over your mind. Power over your emotions. Power over your circumstances, your situation. Power over other people. It gives you that. That is part of your authority in God. And what the problem is a lot of people, even those that are saved, don't use their authority. This is the reason why you still have people that are saved are committing suicide. Why? They don't have the full understanding of their authority in God. They don't have the full understanding of who God is and what he can do for you. They don't have the full understanding of what the word of God says to them and the means that God is there to help you. Remember that. Don't go committing suicide. God's there to help you. Don't hurt yourself. God is there to help you. No matter how bad the situation is, God is there to help you. Drugs, alcohol, sex, partying, vacations, buying all kinds of stuff, those things don't last. We've all bought a new car. Once the newness of the car wears off, we're not, you know what I'm saying? You got people out there polishing, waxing the car, you know, then hell, after a while, you don't want to polish my car. You care less about the car. It's just a machine. We get our houses. Yeah, well, when we first get it, we fix it up. We decorate it, this and that, that and this. 5-10 years down the road, you know, we care less about that house. Halfway hoping it burns down so you can collect the insurance. You go on vacation, oh yeah, this new place, we went skiing, scuba diving, skydiving, this and that and that and this. Once the vacation's over, it's over. Or hell, you get it where people go on vacation 3-4 days into the vacation and like, I'm bored. Why? These things on the earth are temporary. They're not permanent solutions. I'm not saying that they don't help. Sure. You go buy something nice that you've always wanted. Yes, it helps. It does help add to. Dude, I've bought things and I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm happy. But understand, here's the thing. When I went and bought that, I didn't buy it so that I can, because I thought that it was going to make me just, oh my God, just happy. No, I bought it just because it was going to make, I knew it was going to make me happy for the moment. That's what I bought it for, to make me happy for the moment. But I got Christ. So therefore, hey, yeah, I bought it for the moment, but hell, I got God on my shoulder. So therefore, I'm happy all the time. I look at my stuff that I buy and I'm like, hey, don't get me wrong. I don't have a lot of stuff. I don't have a lot, not as much as a lot of other people, but the little bit that I do have, I'm always happy with it. Why? Because my hope lies in God, not in the stuff that I bought. My hope lies in God, not in the accomplishments that I made. I've made lots of accomplishments in my life. I've got tons of stuff to be proud of, and so do a lot of people that are depressed. So do a lot of people who have committed suicide and who are suicidal. You got to wear a, and here's the sad part. This is the sad part. Suicide, the suicide rate among successful people is higher than the suicide rate among people who are not successful. You got people who are broke, poor, this, that, this. Suicide rate among, nope. I mean, it's there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not there. It's there. But those who are, they're actually like, you know what I'm saying? The celebrities, movie stars, the people that are rich, this, that, this, and the other. Suicide, boom, it's up there. It's higher. Why? Again, it's easier to get lost in your emotions. See, let's go into a couple of scriptures. The Bible tells us, it says, know you not that your temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, for those of us that are not saved, what does that mean to you? If my temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost, well, God only gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. So if the temple, if my temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost and I'm not obeying God, what does that mean to me? It's still for those that are saved, those of us that are saved, it's encouragement. But to those, even to those who are and are not, it's a warning. It informs you that you doing something to your body, you're damaging the temple of the Lord. For you to do something to yourself, you're disrespecting the house of God. You got to understand, every individual is supposed to be a vessel for God. This is the reason why the Bible breaks down stipulations about how you should live your life. Because your temple is supposed to be a dwelling place for God. So when the Bible tells us that your temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost, if you're not saved, it means that you need to get saved so that the Lord can use your temple for his purpose. Now, don't get me wrong. I get it. For some, you're like, man, that's kind of hard to believe. Well, let me tell you this. Who gave you life? I don't care what you may want to hear all this other stuff, but understand, all that stuff has theory behind the name. The Big Bang Theory, the theory of evolution, all those things are just thoughts. They're ideas. They're just something that, a theory is just something that might be. It's a possibility. But notice, the Word of God tells us how it's the truth. Bible says, know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Thy word is truth. This is all the stuff that's in the Bible. Read the Bible. The Bible has facts. Evolution has theory. So when you get to where everybody's always like, they want to say, and this is another thing that constantly brings people, they always like, it is a thing of suicide. It does make a lot of people depressed, is they figure as though, you know, what's the point of life? That's the reason why I'm bringing this up. Dedicate your life to God. Don't give up in life. Dedicate it to God. Watch how your life improves. Don't worry about this person or that person. You don't have to wait for your mom and your dad to come along, your wife, your sister, your brother to come along. You come. You're the one that's depressed, not them. And if they are depressed, they need to come too. But right now I'm talking to the individual that's depressed. And if you're not depressed, thanks for tuning in. But I'm still talking to you too. Why don't you come to God? Try God. Everybody, you tried everything else. There's products out there that said you've tried the rest, now try the best. Well, hey, what's better than God? What's better than our Creator? What's better than the individual that made you, that knows you, that understands you? He knows the inward workings of you. He knows the outward workings of you. He knows how your mind works. He knows how your emotions work. He knows. Why? Because all the things we have, he has. He has a mind. He has eyes. He has emotions. He has thoughts. He has. So therefore, he knows how to. It's like this. Look, the computer that I'm using right now to help broadcast this, the phone that I'm using right now to help broadcast this, if I have a problem with either one of these, who do I call? I'm calling in manufacturer. Hey, my computer's doing this. My phone's doing this. What am I supposed to do? And they tell you, okay, hey, look, let me get control of you this and control of that. Okay, do you see my mouse moving around on the screen? Okay, here, I'm going to punch in some codes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Okay, on your end, I need you to punch in these numbers and this and that and do that. Open up this screen and get this done. Okay, now shut it off and then cut it back on. And what do you got? And it's like, oh, man, it's working. Well, why? They manufactured it. They made it. They know how to fix it. So if you have problems in life, why not turn to the individual that made you, that knows how to fix the problems? Don't turn to suicide. Why would you end yourself? No, you don't end yourself. You never know what God has for you. You got a lot of people, they've got great things happening for them. And I'm not just talking about saints. I'm talking about sinners as well. You've got great things happening for you down the line. So ending yourself is not a good way to go. I pray that you all get saved. I pray that everybody in the world gets saved. Like Paul said, my prayer is that all, you know what I'm saying, all of Israel be saved. I pray that all of you get saved. Everybody, I don't care who you are. Everybody in the world, I pray that we all turn to God. I know it's not going to happen. But I know one thing. There's a lot of things that we all have, every last one of us. If you choose to pursue it, there's a lot of things down the line for you. You can obtain them. You can reach them. No matter what Satan is telling you in your mind, no matter what your emotions are telling you in your mind, no matter what your thoughts are constantly following, you got to understand you've got greater things down the line for you. And if you come to God, God can help you to unlock and unfold those things. Stop looking at the natural stuff all the time. Look towards the spirit stuff. Stop looking at the bad side. Look at the positive side. Start looking at the dark. Stop looking at the dark. Start looking at the light. Turn to God, who can open up these things for you, because he knows how to do it. He created all things. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things that Satan came down here and manipulated and did that. But God is greater than even that. God is greater than anything that you're going through. Jesus Christ said, I got it in my notes. He said, you know what I'm saying? He said, let's see. Why are they cast down? He said, no, you're not in the temple of the Holy Ghost. I will look to the hills from which comes my help. They said, here it is. I got it. Yeah, I got a bunch of notes so that then this way I can make sure to know what I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? I got just tons of scriptures in here. And instead of me flipping through a Bible trying to figure, I got my notes right here. It says, cast all your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. It said, Jesus Christ said, come ye, all that are heavy laden and burdened with sin. He said, come to take my, in other words, here's what Jesus Christ is telling. Here's the proposal that Christ has made to everyone in the world. He said, I'll switch with you. Whatever problems you have, whatever burdens you have, whatever depression you have, whatever you got, give it to me. Give it to me. I will carry the load for you. Take my load. It's easy. It's light. Very little cares, very little problems. Does this mean that all of your problems will go away? There will be some things you're going to have to deal with on your own. But if you got a scale like this, and this is you carrying all your stuff, and this is Christ, and he's saying, hey, I'll switch with you. Why not give Christ the, give him the heavy load, and you take on the light stuff, and you move on. Christ knows how to take that heavy load and sort it out. He knows how to take that heavy burden and say, okay, you don't need this. You don't need that. Throw that away. Okay, what the hell is this? Get this out of here. And then now, here it is. He knows what it is. So why not turn to the person with the answers? Why not turn to the person who knows how to fix problems? Why not turn to the person who has solutions? Give your life to him. But no. No. Because the first thing everybody says is, oh, well, this means I got to go to church. I got to give my tithes. I got to give this. I got to give that. Understand this. I assure you this. There are many people in hell right now burning that committed suicide. Because I assure you, you commit suicide. No, you're not going up. Let's get that. And a lot of people, you may not want to hear that, but it's the truth. How do you commit murder? You on yourself, how do you do self-harm to yourself, to your temple that belongs to God, and you think that God's not going to punish you for it? See, committing suicide is not an easy way out. That's the first thing everybody says, oh, and they try to take the easy way out. No, what you basically did is condemned yourself. You say only God can judge you. Okay, so what are you? So now you sent yourself screaming into the face of God, and he slaps you down into hell. So now here it is, instead of having to be where you carried on and possibly could have saved your life, you ended it all and wound up in hell. Now you're down in hell. You got individuals down in hell begging us, don't come down here. You got individuals who know, they see on earth. Now their eyes are open. They see we're depressed. They see we're hurt. They see we're suicidal. And they're like, don't do it. They're in hell. Don't do it. Keep going. Turn to God. They're... If only you could hear the people that are in hell screaming right now. Men, women, children, husbands, wives, daughters, sons, grandparents, uncles, aunts, godparents, I don't care who you are. Whatever category of family member you got, there's somebody down there screaming, don't come down here. Lord, please, please, Let Reverend Lewis reach these people. Let Prophet Townsend reach these people. Let a good pastor who knows what the hell he's talking about in the Word of God, who truly is following you, let somebody reach them. Please don't let them come down here. You got tons of people committing suicide every day. Meow. And then everybody's always like, they were a gentle soul, but they're not in pain anymore. No, they're in more pain now. I assure you, everyone that has committed suicide, unfortunately, I hate to put it this way, but everyone who has successfully committed suicide, they're not in any earthly pain. Now they're in natural, eternal pain. If it was really that silly, I mean, if it was not serious, if it was really that easy, that's what I'm trying to say. If it was really that easy, don't you think that God would have put it in the Bible? Don't you think that God would have put it in the Bible and he would have said, hey, after you get saved, just knock yourself off and come be with me? No. Where's the faith supposed to be at? The Bible says faith is the substance of hope for, evidence of things not seen. We have to put our faith in God. People who commit suicide don't put their faith in God. They're putting their faith in themselves. They're putting their faith in mankind. They're putting their faith in the government. They're putting their faith in other entities that are failing them. Look at an individual who is successfully, note the key term what I said. Look at individuals who are successfully serving God. You don't see them suicidal. You see them living their best life. You don't believe me? Tune to the Word Evangelistic Church. Go to that YouTube channel. Go look at my pastor and his wife. They're living their best life. I'm getting there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm living a bad life. I'm doing all right. Could things be better? Hell yeah, things could be better. But you better believe I'm not giving up. I'll never know how good things can get if I'm off myself. Am I right or am I right? My hope is in God. Don't get me wrong. I may not look as razzle-dazzle as my pastor, but you got to understand, my pastor started off in the same humble beginnings as me and worked his way up in God, never giving up, forever turning to the Lord, letting the Lord deliver him, letting the Lord bring him through his struggles. And look at him now. My hope is in God. What does that mean? Meaning that I know that one day I will obtain what he has or greater. I'm not in any kind of challenge towards him. That's just what the Bible says. Every generation, you said, Jesus Christ said, those that come after me shall do greater exploits. Right now, I'm of help to my pastor. But as time goes on, it is my mission to do greater than what he's done. The same way that Jesus Christ reached a whole bunch of people and his apostles reached even more people. And then the people who came after him reached even more people. My pastor's reaching more people. I look to do the same. Spreading the gospel. Living my best life. But I can't do that if I'm suicidal. I can't do that if I let Satan persuade my emotions. If I can't do that if I let my mind tell me that things are bad. I can't do that if only thing I'm doing is looking at my present, current circumstances and situations. There's a lot of us who are, if we look at just the current situation, we're all going to believe that there's no hope. This is the reason why everybody, you got so many people running around always talking about corruption this and this isn't happening because the rich people are holding us down, the white man's holding us down, this and that and this. There's always some kind of conspiracy. That's the word I'm looking for. You always got people always want to believe in conspiracy and this and that and that and this, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe in any conspiracy. I'm just like, hey, I just got to live life and I got to press on. Whatever's going on right now, okay, I can fix it, but it's up to me to fix it. I can fix it. You can fix your problems, but how? You got to learn how to fix your problems. The same way you learn how to do your job. Say, well, you learn how to use the internet. You have to learn how to fix your problem. But the problem is everybody's trying to do it by themselves. And then when they fail, or when things don't turn out the way they want, now they want to say, now they want to get depressed. Now they want to get suicidal. Now they want to say that life's no good. No, learn how to do it. And learn from the individual who put life on the planet. Don't go about it by yourself. Go about it with an individual who can instruct you, who can guide you, who can lead you. God has men, women down here on earth who know how to instruct you. We've been through the experience. Me, my pastor, several other individuals who are living high, living good in God. And when I say living good, I don't mean like, you know, they're rich and this and that. I mean like they're living a holy lifestyle. They know how to serve God. They're serving God from their heart. They're serving God with and through and by the word of God. God has put people down here with the experience that you are going through that you don't know how to handle. And they're reaching out to you saying things like, click like and subscribe. Send me a message on Messenger. They're saying things like, we have free pickup. If you're in the Chicago area, call us for free pickup. Come listen to what the Word of God has to say to you. If you tune into my channel, you tune into the Word Evangelistic Church channel, you'll see what I'm talking about. Again, I know this is a touchy subject. A lot of people may not want to hear the things that I have to say, but at the end of the day, if the Lord tells me to speak it, that's what I got to do. I love you guys, and I hope the best for you. I hope you guys listen to what I have to say. But if you don't, unfortunately, that's on you. I'm going to keep living. I'm going to keep going on in God. I hope that we can all meet at the end in good standing with God, saved, set free, and delivered. Until then, be safe, stay safe. Pain fighters, we're out. I'm gonna learn to fade to black.